Hello everyone. Welcome back to the session talking about projects, schedules, tracking and everything about projects, basically project management. So let's get started with understanding what is project scheduling, how it affects the project life cycle, what we need to do as a part of project scheduling. So we are going to look at the benefits of scheduling, scheduling principles, characteristics of effective schedule, project scheduling best practices, factors influencing the project schedule, and what we need to do to ensure that we succeed with having an effective project schedule. Okay, let's get started. So first of all, when we talk about projects, I have been talking about projects, you know, project is a temporary endeavor to create unique products or services or results. Now, when we talk about project schedules, basically project schedule is a timetable that shows the start and finish dates of activities or events in a project. Okay, so activities, we are not talking about the goals or objectives, we are talking about the activities, the work which is required to be done in the project. Okay, so basically project requires a lot of activities to be done. At the start of the project, many times activities are at high level. So high level means, let's take an example of movie. So in a movie, I need to have 5 songs. Okay, I need to have 5 songs is what I have decided or planned. Now for those 5 songs, what I need to do, what all different tasks I need to do, those are defined or divided into subsection. If you take an example of a IT project, let's say you are building a mobile banking app. In a mobile banking app, you need to define the current account functionality. So you need to decide what you need to do, what all actions you or activities you need to for current developing current account functionality. I need to write a code, then test the code, and then give it to the independent user for testing, and at the end to the end user. Now, I have talked about it high at a high level, or say medium to high level. Now all these activities need to be broken down again into subsections. Developing the current account functionality requires me to write codes, different types of code, a debit code, a credit code, okay, then number of iterations or interest calculation on current account, if any, or what I need to do. Okay, all these steps have to be created or written. So subtasks are to be created. Let's take an example of construction project. So in construction project, the pre-project, or I would say starting of a project, like site selection, designing, that will happen at the start. Then in construction phase, you will do foundation, then pillars, structural work will be done, then finishing. Plumbing, interior work, color, all these activities will happen, and closure, handing over it to the customer. So all these activities are done throughout the project life cycle. So project timelines, or basically start and end date, have to be defined. Milestones. Milestones. What are milestones? Milestones are something which define the goals in terms of what goals I have achieved till this point in the project. Okay, simply to give you an example, in a construction project, first slab completed, it's a milestone. Second slab completed, milestone. Okay, different milestones, it is at your discretion or project manager's discretion, or in consultation with stakeholders, you define milestones in a project. Okay, right. Moving on, developing the project schedule again is a iterative process. Remember, many times the few requirements are not very clear. As you progress the project, the details become clear. Okay, so in terms of movie songs, I talked about, in a movie song, who will sing the song defines the type of the background needed, or person who is going to sing will affect the way choreography is done, right? Okay, so depending on, you need to adjust certain steps, or depending, like, you know, if you are developing mobile banking app, Okay, the data protection activities or data protection needs will become clear as you progress your project. Okay, very, very important. So scheduling consists of list of milestones, deliverables, activities to meet the project objectives. A reliable project schedule is essential for the project's success and must define when each work will occur, how long it will take, and how it is related to other interdependencies. Very, very important. It's a live document, basically. When we talk about project schedule, it's a live document. It keeps on updating again and again throughout your project life cycle. Okay, updated time and again. Please remember this. Okay, so project schedule is created at the initial stage and used throughout your project life cycle and updated. I mean to say updated. It must be maintained as a live document. Please remember this. Okay. Then benefits of scheduling. Why we do need to do scheduling? There are some of the points which we need to take care of, in terms of scheduling, because many times your scheduling is affected by your stakeholders or your team. The team is also one of the stakeholders of your project. Okay, so ensure that everything is taken into account before you start creating schedule. So why you need to create schedule? Basically, benefits of scheduling: hierarchical organization of tasks. So when you create a schedule, you get list of tasks which we need to do in a sequence, their duration, finish dates. Only when activity B is completed, then activity C will start. Okay. Once activity E is completed, F and G will immediately start. Or when G is 50% complete, then activities will start next activity. Like, when the code construction is 50% completed, independent users can start testing. Okay. In an IT project, in a manufacturing project, if I have to give you example, okay. When let's say material is ready, okay, in terms of textile manufacturing, material is ready, the color code for that particular, depending on the thread quality, the designers can start designing looking at the quality of the material. Okay, so all this hierarchical organization of project task is very, very important. It gives you a graphical picture in terms of what is going to happen in a project. Okay, appropriate resource scheduling. Okay, so appropriate resource scheduling means what? Tasks are assigned into appropriate resources. You cannot assign a choreographer as a music director, right? It has to be assigned to somebody who can do that task very, very efficiently. Okay, so a laborer, a construction laborer, you need not be appoint him as a plumber. He might not know the nitty-gritties of plumbing. Okay, so where you have to be very careful in terms of skill matching, what skill is required for that particular task. Okay, and resource leveling is also very, very important. Facilitate communication to project timelines. Okay, of project timelines, every stakeholder should know what is happening in a project. So timelines, communication in terms of project is very, very important. If you do not communicate, people might not be happy with it. Okay, because stakeholders are investing money, so they need continuous update about how the project is progressing. Is my money being spent properly? Tracking the project progress, as I said, checking for variances or differences. My project was supposed to be completed 50%. Is it completed 50%? My money, which was required to be spent, was around 70% by this time. What is the amount of money I have spent? Is it 80%, 90%, or 50%? Okay. All these things we need to check. Okay. Visibility to task dependencies. Okay. Schedule allows visibility to task dependencies. As I said, task dependencies means what? One task is dependent on another. Let's say you are a mobile manufacturer. Okay, now A certain kind of mobile requires certain kind of chip. So the chip development will affect the mobile development, right? Unless and until chip is ready, the testing of the mobile in terms of how the mobile's functionality is with that chip will affect, will get affected. If the chip development gets affected, mobile development will get affected. Okay, so all these interdependencies must be checked, or it gives you, schedule gives you all these details. Okay, control tool for the project. Okay, schedule predicts, it's not, you know, something which is high level prediction, but it gives you a prediction in terms of completion dates, what issues can come, okay, what can what impacts it can have on your projects. All these things are available through scheduling. Coordination and conflict resolution, okay, it defines, you know, time window. Basically, coordination in conflict resolution means determines a time window for activities and coordinating with resources, subcontractors, you know, basically if any issue arises, how I'm going to handle it. Okay, so all these things are easy to do using a schedule. Okay, there are few scheduling principles which we need to follow for effective schedule making. Okay, basically they are one of the tools. Schedule itself are one of the tools which a project management team uses. Okay, so these principles basically aid into ensuring that your schedules are effective and valid and provide high level framework for the project. The main goal is to help project manager and team understand the schedule expectations. Okay, so following are the scheduling principles: compartmentalization, interdependency, time allocation, and defining responsibility, outcomes, and milestones. Let's look at them quickly. Okay, so compartmentalization means what? Breaking down the project, or basically breaking down the activities in a manageable components. You break down the activities where it is easy to handle them. Easy to handle them. Right? Okay. To a level, it is easy to handle. So when you are in a construction project, let's say your work is to build a pillar. So for creating a pillar, I will have activity one, first design the diameter, size, and everything of your project, the pillar. Next, then identify the steel, grade of steel which is needed. Next, grade of cement which is needed. Now to handle this, what kind of resources are needed and what all activities they will do. Then what resource will work on creating the steel grid. Then when the resources carrying the cement will pour the cement into the steel grid. Next, how much setting time is required for the pillar, the cement basically. How much watering needs to be done to the pillar, okay? When the cast of that pillar will be removed. All these things, all these activities will be recorded or broken down or compartmentalized, okay? Interdependency. So, determine which task depends on other. As I said, you know, mobile example, you know. What all activities are dependent on another activity, right? Okay? Only when task 1 is completed, task B can start. Or once the task B is 50% complete, task C can start. Something similar to that. Time allocation. Start and end dates. Okay? So I told you, when the steel grid in a construction for a pillar will be created, which all resources will be used, how much time they will require to do that. All these things is time allocation. Remember, scope, time, cost are the triple constraints. Effort validation, enough resources, are there enough resources to do the task within those timelines which are set for the activity? That also you can verify. Okay, define responsibility, assigning each task to specific team member responsible for executing and completing it. Defining outcomes, when the activity is completed, what outputs it will create. Okay, So all these activities combined will ensure that a pillar number 5 is created in a construction project. Okay, all these outcomes will be defined, or you can clearly see it, defining milestones. Okay, all the pillars work will be completed by this year November, right? So that is defining milestone. So milestone, pillars completed. Depending on the industry or the project size, complexities, the definition of milestones is different. You must have seen a milestone. The word comes from milestone. It gives you when you are traveling on the road, it gives you a idea of where you have reached, right? So milestones in a schedule gives you idea where we are, what we have achieved till this point. Basically, for high level customers or the executive committees, they are not interested in the nitty-gritties of the task. They want to understand what has happened in the project in terms of milestone, how much work has been completed, and that is the objective of creating the goals. Okay, compliance to this principle will ensure that the schedule remains effective, manageable tool throughout your project life cycle. So characteristics of effective schedule is completeness, traceability, transparency. Completeness captures the entire effort. Traceability, you are able to trace one event to another. Okay, traceability, so when you are developing the current account functionality, what all activities you need to do, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so traceability is maintained. And transparency, it is visible to all. All team members can see what all things are required from each of them. Documentation, it serves as a good documentation to ensure that the rules, compliances, everything is taken care of. Okay. Usability, it is a meaningful metric for effective communication across the project. And it gives you a good way of having information for informed decision making. Okay, so based on schedule, you can do informed decisions. Okay, it helps you to create different decision making or milestones achieved or not, depending on that, how much schedule, how much cost to allocate, how much resources to allocate. This kind of decisions can be made easily. Timeliness. Okay, so scheduling accurately reflects the progress throughout the project, providing consistent and regular updates to assess status in a timely manner. Futuristic, it allows you to forecast. Forecast means what are the likely completion date. If this work is delayed, how much my end date will go ahead. This futuristic predictions, what if analysis, can be done by this scheduling. Okay, resourcing, you can analyze or align what is my predicted or resource requirement and what is my actual requirement, which of the resources is the skill matching, availability is matching or not. All this can be easily traced using schedules. Monitoring, continuous monitoring of a project triple constraint is very, very important. If one of the constraint moves, then automatically it affects another constraint. Okay, so continuously monitoring it using a schedule is very easy. It gives you a graphic representation. We are going to look at few of the scheduling tools. That time we can come back here. Okay, next is control. A schedule is maintained using stable process and documented approach to ensure sound outputs. And implementable, implemented with few instructions and use simple and appropriate software as far as possible. Okay, now let's look at the best practices. We have looked at, you know, how it helps, what are the best practices. Now let's look at, you should follow in creating the project schedule. There are some of the best practices that are associated with high quality and reliable schedule when you are working with. So reliable schedule should capture and reflect all the activities as per the project's work breakdown structure. Now, when we talk about work breakdown structure, I'll be using this word WBS, work, which stands for work breakdown structure. When we talk about work background structure, it captures everything. Okay, so when you look at high level, you want to look at high level details or low level details, everything is possible. Logically, sequencing all the activities also helps us do a lot of things. Okay, so interdependent activities, establishing predecessor, successor, okay, resource assignments, management of also helps, you know, scheduling. Okay, so when we talk about again the best practices, determine duration of all activities, set milestone task, very important. Okay, it ensures that, you know, milestones give you an idea about what things we have achieved till this point in time. Okay, again, baseline the schedule. What do you mean by baseline? Baselining means setting or taking a snapshot of what or fixing a particular baseline means. At this point in time, I had this much cost, this much time, this much resources associated with my project, and which and the start and end date was this. This was what a snapshot of your project in point in time, basically. Now, this snapshot, we can compare it with later on. Okay, like, you know, simply if I have to give you an example, you get a two photos and you have to look at the differences in two photos. So first photo is your baseline, second photo is the differences of what has happened. Okay, so basically baseline schedule is basically gives you basis for checking the variances or differences, how much was planned and how much was actual, right? So maintaining traceable schedule, traceability matrix I talked about, starting from one point to another. Okay, keeping project schedule simple is very, very important. If you make it more complex, okay, making it simple means what? Okay, many times dividing the task into manageable components is important. Let's say if you have a high level task number A, and under that if there are 100 sub activities, it becomes more complex and unmanageable. But what you can do is, if you have task A and under which you have 5 high level tasks having 10 to 15 subtasks, it becomes more manageable. You will be able to more identify where the issue is, right? Okay, so make it simple, make it easy. Updating schedule in a regular basis is also necessary. It reflects the true status of your project. Okay, use of standard and simple project templates is also important as a best practice. Train the users or teams to use the project schedule. Okay, it's very important. Training the team. If the team doesn't understand the schedule, they will not be adhering to it. Okay, so ensuring that the team understands what the schedule is all about is very important. What is their role in that schedule is also important. Okay, programs critical path, float, slack, or basically slack. Critical path, float is buffers, we call delays, all needs to be identified and recorded into the schedule. Okay, risk analysis also is one of the important tasks. Okay, risk are contingencies. Risk are something which can happen or may not happen, you know, they may happen or may not happen. That is why they are called risk. If you are certain about this, then it becomes issue. But if risk may happen, may not happen. Like, to give you a simple example, you are in charge of an event in a big stadium. If this event is being held in the first week of June in Mumbai, it is possible that this event might be affected by rains. So rains may come, may not come. It's a risk. Now, to overcome that risk, what I need to do? Similarly, in project, there are multiple types of risk. And you, as a project manager, you need to ensure that the risk analysis is done properly. Risk are properly identified, captured, and cracked through the project. When the risk is going to realize, when the issue is going to come, okay? That you need to check, okay? Factors influencing the project schedule. Now, let's look at that. So, priority, project priority is one of the important aspect or factor. If it is high priority, low priority, Like, you know, government projects, you know, might have certain priorities associated with secrecy. Like, if you are building a ship, okay, the ship building itself is a very big project, okay. But if you are building a ship for a defense, then it has certain priorities which are associated with it. So, complexity of the project, size of the project, human resource availability associated with the project, other resources like scarcity of material. If you are using scarce resources, like, you know, natural resources on your project for developing something, you know, if you are into research projects or something, it can also affect your project length, schedule, cost, time, everything. Okay, deadlines. Deadlines many times are affected by the stakeholders. Additional resources or resource availability also can affect. As I said, defense project also can influence, you know, deadlines, mission critical. Okay, task dependencies. Okay, factors, you know, which can affect task dependencies and their completion status dictate the need for the resources. Team experience. How team is, you know, are they comfortable using the tool, which scheduling tool or schedule, or what is their experience can define, you know, how your project scheduling happens. Okay, in terms of skills, I'm saying if your team is less experienced, then you might have tasks which is being completed by experienced resources in 2 days, they might require 5 days. Okay, so longevity of the project, okay, a lifespan of the project, milestones, communication scheme, other factors like, you know, number of potential users, how many users are going to use your project, okay, requirements, all these factors will affect. Schedule changes, how the changes to the schedule are going to be handled throughout your project, okay, they can be also one of the factors affecting your project schedule.